Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. We've gotten to the time of the day, the time of that day where we get to sit at the Master's feet to learn and share the Word of God. It's so interesting that even Mary knew the value of this special moment, because every moment with the Word of God brings about liberation, brings about another level of insight and wisdom. And as we can remember, the Word of God is quick and powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. And what is our day without a dose of the Word of God? So once again, I want to welcome you to this very special moment of the day, that if you're just joining us and if you're a regular on this particular show, I want to welcome you back to another episode. This special episode of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And for our Open Heaven Hour, we normally make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And we gather here every morning to share a dose of the Word of God. Today is June 14, 2024. It's the 14th day of June 2024, and it's a blessed Friday. Just take a moment of your time to say, God, I thank you. And let's be grateful for the gift of another day. In our Open Heaven today, we'll be looking at a topic that says holy ground. The topic says holy ground. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 15. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Psalms 56 to 61. Psalm chapter 56 to chapter 61. Our memory verse for today will be taken from the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 5, verse 15. Our memory verse will be taken from Joshua chapter 5, verse 15. Let's learn it together. And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Once again, our memory verse is taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verse 15, that says, and the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Are you with your Bibles now? Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Let's read together. Now Moses was standing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the midst of the fire from the midst of the bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our open heaven for today says, Holy grounds. Any ground that hosts the manifest presence of God is holy ground. And such grounds carry great power. Merely by stepping on such grounds, people receive great miracles. Beyond that, you can carry the power on a holy ground just by having contact with it. Exodus chapter 4 verse 1 to 2. Exodus chapter 4 verse 1 to 2 tells us, And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thy hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thy hand, and take it by the tail. And put forth thy and he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. God told Moses to throw his rod on the holy ground that he was standing on. And the rod became a snake. As Moses bent to pick up the snake, his hands touched the holy ground, and from that day they became anointed. Every ground is ordinary ground until God touches it. When God touches a ground and your hand touches that ground, that hand can never remain the same. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9 to 15, 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9 to 15, when the horses and chariots of fire came to pick Elijah, they swept the ground and took him away. Elijah dropped his mantle, and when Elisha bent down to pick it up, his hand touched the same ground that the host of heaven had touched and became anointed. When you study the ministry of Elisha, you will discover that he only used Elijah's mantle once. To cross Jordan, he didn't use the mantle when he healed the waters in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 20 to 22. Neither did he use it when an axe head fell into a river in 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1 to 7. The power was in the hand that touched the ground where the holy chariot of God swept. In the book of Acts chapter 26 verse 13, when the light of God shone on the road to Damascus, the Bible says that it was brighter than the noonday sun. That was the light of the bright and morning star. When he came all the way down to earth, Saul of Tarsus didn't touch the ground. He fell on it. This is why handkerchiefs that had touched his hands and apron that he had won worked miracles. Don't joke with any ground that is holy. If you're on a ground that you know God descends on regularly, take advantage of it and get all you can from God before you leave the place. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, whenever you are standing on a holy ground, ensure you make the best out of the opportunity. Whenever you are standing on a holy ground, ensure you make the best out of the opportunity. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If this Open Heaven session has blessed you, please kindly share. You can visit our podcast on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. You would see all our previous Open Heaven. You can share with just one soul to bless them. And you can follow us on our Instagram, praisepalaceradio, praisepalace_radio UK, praisepalace_radio UK. Till we meet again, do have a blessed day. Enjoy the rest of the hymn.